from scratch, from scratch, from scratch, from scratch.
Welcome to this week's From Scratch. I'm Martin Cousins and...
My name is Nigel Payne.
Three words, dear listener, in a question. And the three words are, what is learning? Now, this is a bit indulgent because I've written an article this week about this. And I'm quite fascinated by it because it's come up more than once in conversations with L&D practitioners. This idea that learning is taking place all the time in the organisation, but it's not seen as learning. And worse still, senior stakeholders and executives, they don't see it as learning. And it's not mandated by L&D teams either. It's just it's happening. And I think knowing that is challenging for L&D and for organisations. So I thought maybe we could talk about that very briefly. Nigel, what do you think?
I think we should talk about it, Martin. I think it's a really useful, provocative article. And it coincides, actually, published today in LinkedIn, also published today by Kogan Page, is Nick Shackleton-Jones's book on how people learn. And that is asking the same questions, posing the same issue, that if you don't know how people learn, how on earth can you put together a learning strategy? How can you enable learning in your organization? So what is your point, Martin? Your main point is that senior executives' concept of learning is the one that really they were left with when they left formal education, something that's done to you in courses and classes, by lectures, and the real learning that takes place every day and all around, therefore is not taken into account, not acknowledged, and certainly not supported or funded. And until you really see learning for what it is in organizations, as something holistic, something rounded, not something singular, then all the time you're going to be delivering less than you might, and perhaps permanently crippling the learning outcomes for the place. Is that what you're saying? Is that fair summary?
Yeah, and just for the record, I haven't sped read Nick's book and then decided to completely rip him off with my thinking.
I was but not implying that for a second.
It's just you weren't, but any listener might think, nice one, Martin. So you read his book and you thought you'd just whip out a LinkedIn article just copying his ideas. No, actually, what you said is kind of where I'm coming from, but actually my point is the inquiry around what is learning in an organisation, I think, is a very useful thing right now.
We should do that anyway, and we should keep it under review. It's something that's not fixed.
And it's a line of inquiry that I think needs to involve senior executives and stakeholders. There needs to be some deeper thinking and understanding of what learning is in an organization now and for the future. And I think the minute you start to do that, what you're starting to do is re-educate people about what learning at work is. And it's different to learning at school or in a business school or university. It is very different to that. And it's okay to have that conversation because I think that then liberates the organization to start thinking about, well, what would you do? If you're going to invest in performance and the development of individuals, what would you actually need to do? Because formal training might be a part of that, but it might be a much smaller part of that. And it might also enable L&D to start working with colleagues on developing some of the newer stuff that they know, we all know, works. And it might also, I've put in the article, it might just help get away from things like the ROI trope. If senior leadership understand the complexity and how learning manifests itself in an organisation, you probably would turn around and say, well, what is the best way to measure that impact?
Yes, and it's not by a reducto method like ROI. It's by looking across the organization broadly at impact. So I think another part of your article is quietly arguing for impact measurement as the only way of judging the learning in an organization, because you try and judge what has changed and how the organization changes when it gets involved in a particular kind of learning.
Yeah.
But I think you're right.
The other thing is that there's this whole concept of learning is seen as something formal for many employees. So to turn around and say, actually, this is what learning is. That kind of re-education is really important at that level, because there's a lot of talk around self-directed learning. But unless you can name the stuff that is taking place all the time, and be able to say to people, that is it. You're doing this all the time. We need to do more of that. We need to recognize it for what it is. Then people might begin to start to think, oh, actually, so this is, you know, this is what I am doing. You know, I don't need to go on a course or any out of the office for a day or whatever it might be. I find it fascinating that people don't recognize the fact that the things that they are doing at work are actually all about learning all the time. So if that needs to be a part of the education of the of employees, then I think you don't just educate senior leaders, you educate everyone about the fact that that's what it is. So and then you've got people get better at it.
What you've got is an organization full of people enthusiastically learning every day until you stick them inside something that L&D created, at which point they switch off, get bored to tears and moan. So you've almost got to turn the whole thing on its head to be able to make sense of what's going on. But yes, organizations learn. They learn more enthusiastically and more willingly than we ever give them credit. And in different ways, they solve their own problems. They just get on and do it because they want to survive at work. And I think you should be asking that question. How do people learn in your organization? And it should be a whole organizational question. So Martin, everybody should read this post. It's not a long post. It will take them 4 or 5 minutes to read, and it could change their lives. So well done. Well done you.
Oh, thank you, Nigel. From scratch.